Wonderful. Well, who remembers what I shared last week? Anyone? Some people. I know some people were. What? Words that bring life. Yes. And we. Anyone else? What? Anyone else remember anything I said last week? Gosh. Come on. Yes. Oh no. That you're just putting your coat on. Okay. Wonderful. Anyway, we did some tough stuff last week. Because we have to, the Bible says if we can get our tongue under control, we're becoming like the perfect man. We're controlling every part of us. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. Amen? And our words can bless, carry the blessing of God, can bring the good news of Jesus. Amen? Your words got you saved. Did you know that? You believe in your heart and with what? Your nose? Your mouth. So you confessed with your mouth. And that brought you into salvation. So words are how the world was created. Words are so powerful. Words can destroy. Oh, that's gone quiet. It is not true. Sticks and stones will hurt my bird's bones, but words won't. Well, words can hurt your heart. And God wants us to use our words well. Today, having laid that foundation, we're going to look at words that bless. And some of us did the blessing course 3 years ago, I think now, had a revolutionary effect. But I believe that we need to get hold of what it means in the Bible to bless someone. Do you know, in this country, when you sneeze, what do people say? Bless you. Do you know the tradition of that was back in London in the plagues? When you sneezed, they thought you lost your guardian angel. So they say, bless you, to get your guardian angel back. And biblically speaking, blessing someone is so much more than that. And we're going to look at that this morning. Amen? Well, someone came up to me. I can't remember. So I said, they're missing my jokes. That was Jill. So you can blame Jill for this one. So there's this believer, and he has a phobia for flying. He can't fly. He gets too scared when the planes, whatever. So he has to go on holiday in Sussex on the sea. And he's walking down the beach praying and it's pouring with rain and, typical British holiday, we've all had them. You can still enjoy yourself. And it's pouring with rain. And he's like, oh, Lord, I wish I could go somewhere tropical, Anyway, suddenly this angel appears before him. And he goes, wow. That's amazing. The angels, but he still doesn't want to fly. The angel goes, you can have whatever you want. And he goes, well, this is amazing. He says, well, I want to go to Hawaii, but I can't fly. So I want you to build a bridge from Britain to America, and then a bridge from California to Hawaii, so I can go on a holiday in Hawaii. And the angel goes, oh my goodness, that's going to take a lot of angels. The Lord has to use these angels to help the saints, minister to the heirs. And, we're very busy people. Is there anything else you want? And then he goes, oh yes, I know. He said to the angel, I want to understand my wife. It's great Caroline's not in today. And the angel goes, looks horrified, and goes, that bridge, did you want it two lanes or four? Was that all right, Jill? Okay. Anyway, okay, I'll get in trouble. Someone's going to sneak on me, aren't they? Wonderful. Okay, words that bless. The words, Jesus I want us to read, we used to say this in the Anglican Church, Psalm 19, verse 14. Why don't you say that out loud? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Jesus says, out of the abundance of the heart, what happens? The mouth speaks. If you don't like what's coming out of your mouth, ask God to do a work in your heart. Amen? So that you love people more. Amen? Our education secretary, she thought the mic was turned off. She gave this very polished political interview, and then she started swearing and whatever. And of course, they didn't show the interview. They showed what she did afterwards. But that just shows you, no matter how restrained you are in public, it's what you are in private. It's what you say over your children. It's what you say about God. It's lots of things. And we need to ask God, Lord, work in my heart. Create in me a clean heart. Amen? If you're angry at someone, ask God, give me your heart for that person. Hallelujah. For Everton fans who thrashed Brentford yesterday, bless them. For whatever it is, God, because your mouth reflects what's in your heart. And that's why I encourage you to pray Psalm 19, verse 14. I want the words of my mouth and what I think in my heart to be acceptable to you. Let the Holy Spirit work in you. Let the Holy Spirit do a deep work in you. Because then our mouths can be a tool for blessing. Amen? James says, how can cursing and blessing come out of the same mouth? He says it's like a polluted stream. We want to be pure streams. Amen? We want the flow of God to come from our mouth. We want to bring, as James said, that tongue under control. So now I want to talk about words that bless. I remember back in West London, I was in a gym, although I spent most of the time in the swimming pool, because I just love being in jacuzzis and things. I was in this jacuzzi, and this lovely man from India came, got in, and he was talking, and he said, so what do you do? I said, well, I'm a church pastor. You mean you're a priest? Yeah. And he said, I want you to bless me. Do you know, no one in Chiswick had ever asked to be blessed. And I thought, here I am with this Hindu, and he has an understanding of the power of blessing. So I started to bless him, and the presence of God was just coming on him. And then he got his friend, he said, you come in the jacuzzi, you get blessed too. And so I was blessing people in the jacuzzi. It was just one of the most bizarre incidents I can remember. But one of the things that we have lost in from Jewish culture, from biblical culture, is the power of blessing. And I want to give you a biblical foundation, some of which some of you will know from the blessing course, but I want to lay that foundation because there's a bigger group of people here today. And I want you to begin to consider you can pray for people, pray for circumstances and on, but also you are called to bless people around you. Amen. Amen. What was the first thing God did with Adam and Eve? Well, in Genesis 1, there's obviously two accounts looking at it in different ways. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created not in between, my God. Then what was the first thing he did? He blessed them. Wow. Wow! And said to them, be fruitful, multiply, cover the earth in the blessing of God, in other words. Can you imagine Adam made out of a dust? And he doesn't know anything, he's just a bit, the first being. And there's Adam and Eve, because it says male and female. And they open their eyes, and there's God. And the first thing, he speaks a blessing over them. Wow. They didn't go out and tend the garden to earn God's blessing. They went and worked with God's blessing. Just imagine your first encounter with God. He says, Liz, you're blessed. You're going to be fruitful. I'm putting my hand of favor on you. How would you walk out of that encounter? Whoa. Amen? So you get that. It begins right at the beginning. It goes right back to the Abrahamic covenant. Abraham was told to leave his country, to leave his family. And God promised him, he says, I will make you a great nation and I will bless you. So the beginning of God's plan of redemption begins with the blessing of God. Isn't that amazing? I will make your name great, and you will not only be blessed, you will be what? A blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors I will curse. But what's going to happen through the seed of Abraham? All families, that's extended families, on the earth, including those children in Madagascar, are what? Are going to be blessed. Because there's the natural offspring of Abraham. But now the Bible says in Galatians that the blessing of Abraham has come upon the Gentiles. Even us, Nige. Even us, this blessing has come, and this blessing is going out into Newbury. We're blessing those who come on Tuesdays. We're blessing those who come for clothing. We bless them. Amen. So the whole of this blessing that Adam and Eve were meant to take and spread, they spread death, is now coming through the obedience of Abraham. And as we used to sing in Sunday school, Father Abraham has what? Many sons. Father, many sons has Father. I am one and so are you. So what? Let's all praise the Lord. There we are. Some of us remember those days, hey? Good days. What was the last thing Jesus did before he was taken up? In fact, it actually happened while he was doing it. Isn't this interesting? I read these scriptures for years, and I didn't fully get it. Jesus led the disciples out to Bethany. He lifted up his hands and what? Blessed them. Amen. Now it came to pass while he was doing what? Blessing them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. I would love to know the blessing. No, it's not just bless you. I've had lots of people, bless you, my child. Maybe he's saying, I bless you with my peace. I bless you. that you may thrive, that you may take the gospel to the ends of the earth. I bless you with anointing. I don't know what he said. It's not written down. But he spoke from the heart of his heart to them that blessing. Amen. You say, well, that's Jesus. What about us? Well, now you are blessed. You don't realize it. Some of us, I'm trying to get my heart and head around this. How many blessings have you received in Christ? Who has, what us, blessed us in Christ with a few spiritual blessings? Come on, what's it say? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. It doesn't say he will bless us. It says he has blessed us. Do you know, while I was preparing this message, I just reflected again. It's not just I will be blessed. You have blessed me. I am so blessed. Hallelujah. God has put his hand on you and has blessed you. And as you have been blessed, your responsibility is to carry that blessing to others. What's the word blessing mean? Someone described the Greek word machochoni, I probably mispronounced that, to be fully satisfied, walking in God's favor regardless of circumstances. Doesn't mean everything's going to be hunky-dory every day, but it means you have the favor of God. Divine kindness, mercy, and goodness is following you. David was so aware of this favor that he said, goodness and what? Mercy, follow me all the days. So when you walk to that office, there's two things following you. Goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Is this helping? Oh, somebody says, if you want a hard message, listen to last week's, okay? What is the role of a priest in the Bible, in the Old Testament? The role given in Deuteronomy 10 verse 8, at that time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear, to do these things. These are the job description of a Levite priest. To bear the Ark of the Covenant, in other words, to carry the presence of God in our understanding in the New Testament. To carry the Ark of the Covenant, the most sacred, and it's not like it was in Indiana Jones, just to be clear. To stand before the Lord and what? Minister to him. Isn't that lovely? And to do what? Bless in his name. Wow. Don't hear much about that, do you? To speak a blessing over the congregation. To bless, to pray for, yes, but to bless the people that they're called to minister to. Here are the sons of Aaron who were set apart. Their role was to dedicate the most holy things, like the Ark of the Covenant. To make offerings before the Lord and minister to him. And then what does it say? To pronounce blessings in his name. Ooh. Now, let me ask a question. We'll see how Protestant you are this morning. How many priests are in this room today? Amen. Even Nigel's a priest. Even Ash, she's got a nice cross on. That's cool. I thought it was quite funny, Saudi Arabia, where you're not allowed to have Christian faith. And I don't know where Neymar's faith is, but when he signed the contract with the big sheikh, he had this enormous cross. And I thought, maybe God can even use football to get the gospel into Saudi Arabia. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? It did provoke a reaction. But the truth is, you have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. That means you're called to carry the presence of God into that school. So when you go into that classroom, I used to declare peace over the classroom I taught. Amen. Sometimes I'd pray over the chairs, particularly Lee's chair, who was the naughtiest boy in my class. He would get a double portion of blessing. You're called to minister to the Lord, like we did this morning in worship. But you're also called to bless in His name. Ooh! I remember listening to Roy Godwin this week, and he's saying a lot of people are beginning to understand that, but not many people are doing it. So what does that mean? Well, we do this here in our church. We love declaring Aaron's priestly blessing that God instructed him to declare over the people of Israel. And this is how you shall bless the people of Israel. Amen? And he was called, the Lord bless you and keep you. So he was declaring that Ben is blessed. The Lord bless you, Ben. Keep you from any accidents in that garage. Give you favor in that garage as you go in there this week. The Lord make His face shine upon you, that His count, that He lifts up and be gracious to you, and may His countenance lift upon you. You know what? Countenance. I remember I had this really tough school teacher, and he would never smile at me. It's always that low rim spectacle, and you just know if eyes could talk, you were not in favor. Anyone have a teacher like that? Yes, bless you. We'll pray for you after. And then when I was playing football, for the first time, his countenance, he lifted his countenance upon me. He's like, oh, you can do something well. May He lift His countenance over you. So often we're very aware of our failures and keep short accounts with God. Clear the record. Turn from all wickedness. But He wants to lift His countenance on you. He's so glad you know Him. He's so glad that you love Him. Amen. Make His face shine upon you. So often we get up in the morning and feel, oh, I know Rachel's already prayed 4 hours already in Madagascar, and I'm just struggling to. We'll just look to the Lord. May His face shine upon you, Trevor. And may He be gracious to you. What's graciousness? Undeserved favor upon you. May there be favor upon you. May, you know, the blessing of God be on you in your place of work. For you will be aware of the presence of God. Because the Abrahamic covenant isn't, it's the covenant of blessing. Amen? And give you peace. That's what the world really is looking for right now. It's men and women who in a time of chaos carry the peace of God. I think someone can tell more details than that, but there's a lady we found sitting on the bench out there. And I understand, I don't know the full details, someone, I think Liz could probably give you, someone went out and said, are you okay? Is everything? I just love sitting here. Why? It's not a very beautiful car park. I mean, it works. It's not very beautiful if you get blocked in like we've had. Yeah, it's a good problem though, isn't it? She said, I just feel something peaceful. What was the word? Peace when I sit in this area. And she came to the warm space. She got so blessed, she helped pack up. This is more than... Anyway, that's... There's a blessing on you. Did you know that? Are you aware of that? And that blessing can come through you. And you can speak that blessing. They were called to minister the Lord and speak blessing in his name. And God says, as you declare the blessing of God, I'm going to put my name upon the people of Israel. In other words, something of my presence is going to come on those people. And what will happen? I will, what will he do? Last verse, is it up on the wall? I will bless them. I love listening to some of Roy's, Godwin's stories about people who've come, non-Christians who've come, and he's blessed them. And how do you bless a non-Christian? Something like, may you find the purpose which God has for you. May you know how good God can be. And he blesses them. And God's presence has come on them. They've had encounters with God and become Christians. Wow. It's gone quiet. Just say to your neighbor, you're a priest. Hallelujah. Psalm 129:8. It says this, these people would come and it actually, you know, this is the way it's meant to be. It was saying that they're not going to because these people weren't doing what God wanted. But it starts with this, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. But then they go on and say what? We bless you in the name of the Lord. So it's one thing to say, Lord, let the blessing of God be on Clayton. But you're a priest. And you can declare, may Clayton know the blessing of God. May he have encounters with Jesus. May the favor of God come upon the work of his hands. May his family know the goodness of God in incredible... You're declaring the bless. You are blessing in the name of the Lord. Are you up for that? You can bless your neighbors. We bless our neighbors. They're doing well. In fact, they're doing better than us. But anyway. And blessing has come back to us because they've offered us people to do different things and they're really good people and it's been a great blessing. We've been so blessed where God's put us. Amen? And so we are called to receive his blessing, believe in his blessing, and give his blessing. I remember one time I was in Patmos. Wonderful. My friend Shade from Lebanon was at a conference with this Middle Eastern evangelist who looked like something straight out of the Bible. He had a long beard, and he was really old. It's funny how they're always old. He had seen miracles. He'd seen revival happen in many parts of the Middle East. He was had angelic encounters and all this stuff going on. I just thought, I've got to go and see him. And they were just, the ferry was coming around the bend, and it was coming into the port. And I knew he was getting on that ferry to go to Athens. And I thought, desperate times call for desperate measures. So I introduced myself, and Shadi said all these things about me, about how amazing I was, which wasn't completely true, but you know, he was being nice. And I recognized when I got close to him, he carried the blessing of God. There was like this weight of God's presence. Someone that's walked with Jesus for decade after decade. And I just said, will you bless me? And the ferry's getting closer. I got on my knees, and these old hands got onto my head. And he prayed and declared the blessing of God. I could hardly drive back up to where we were staying. It was like a weight of God's presence. And I knew I had been blessed by this man, and not long after, he went home to be with the Lord. Wow. Reinhard Bonnke, the great evangelist, as a young student, had a day spare in London, and he was in Clapham, and he saw this sign, George Jeffries, outside the building. Knocked on the door. I know the child of the person that answered the door. She said, that was my mum. And this lady answered. He said, is this the house where the great evangelist George Jeffries lived? And she said, yes. He said, can I see him? She said, no. And then from up the stairs came this frail voice, let him in. And George came down. This young, probably 21-year-old, spoke to him for a while, got him by the shoulders, put him on his knees, and for half an hour blessed him. And Reinhard says, I don't know what hit me. I could barely walk. But I knew that day I was different. I had been blessed by a great man from God. And that went all across Africa. Do you think of what happened in Africa? Some of it comes from the blessing that George Jeffries gave to that man that day. But you're not only called to receive blessing, you're called to be a blessing. Let me give you some examples in the Bible. Jesus took the children in his arms, and what did he do? Bless them, laying his hands on them. I don't think he just went, bless you. I think he was speaking things that the Father was showing him. May you thrive. May you be a great witness to God in this generation. I don't know what he was blessing them with. It doesn't tell us, but he blessed them. Simeon. Do you know Simeon even blessed Jesus? That's amazing. Simeon comes into the temple and Mary, his mother, and he blessed them. That's Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. And he spoke the destiny of God over Jesus. This child is appointed for the falling and the rising of many in Israel. Wow. Melchizedek, king of Shalom, which some people say is a type of Christ. He was referred to in Genesis as the priest of God, Most High. He did what to Abraham? He blessed him and said, Blessed be Abraham, O God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. He blessed him, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into his hand. He spoke a blessing. Wow. I bless the communion cup. Before I take the bread and wine, Corinthians says the cup of blessing. So when we take that cup, we're appropriating the covenant. We're receiving afresh his forgiveness. We are seeing the sacrifice that Jesus made, the cup of blessing which we bless. Carrie and I, we pray, we break bread through the week. I don't just wait till Sunday. And we bless, we say, Lord, bless this cup as we may. And is it not a what? A participation in the blood of Christ. I am receiving afresh all the blessings purchased for me at Calvary. Amen. Wow, the cup of blessing. This is the one some of you will struggle with. But bless those who curse you. Hello. I know I was listening to a story where there's someone who lived, and in the square below, all these bikers would come and make such a racket and would, you know, no one could sleep at night. They would yell and scream across the and so they started to bless them. And they stopped starting their engines. And the noise went right down. Let me tell you, you can get angry at your neighbor. You can get angry at the people that have hurt you, or you can do what Jesus said and bless them. Now, I'm not blessing a legal drug dealing, but I'll bless the leader, the dealer. Lord, bless this man. May he know a revelation of what you did at the cross. May your hand come upon him and those around him to bring him to you. Or whatever the Lord gives you. Amen. Bless those who curse you. Oh my. Let me just say this. In a Jewish home, traditionally what they will often do on the Sabbat meal is they will bring the children and bless their children. Not just pray for them, but bless them. May you know the blessing of God on your life. May your family thrive. May you know how good Jesus is to you. Can I ask you this question? Have you ever blessed your children? Do you know, before Silas was born, he was playing football in Carrie's room, I think. It's like so much movement. We used to lay our hands and bless him. I'm going to just show a quick video and then we're going to close out. Eddie, whenever you're ready. And Matt, hallelujah. This is someone declaring, I've shown it once before, but I just want you to receive it, a blessing of a father. Okay.
Some of you did not have great father figures. Some of you had fathers who passed away before they could give you a blessing. Others of you, for one reason or another, are unable to receive a blessing from your father. To you, I want to offer the blessings of the Heavenly Father through myself, an earthly father. This type of blessing is seen in Numbers 6 as God blessed the children of Israel under the pronouncement of Moses. It goes on to say that upon blessing the people, God would place his name and bless those who heard it. That means you. Therefore, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And from me, from my heart, as a father and a grandfather, I'd like to bless you in this way. May you reach the purpose for which you were created. May you have courage above your peers. May you have more passion for the things of God than others think is necessary. May you dream more than others think is practical. May you expect more than others think is possible. And may you choose wisely without earthly bias. You have people to influence that you've not yet met. You have lives to change that are waiting for your arrival. You are strategically placed wherever God takes you by His grand design, just so you can become everything He made you to be. That place is the place you can grow best. That place is the place where you can be most fruitful. The place where the future is changed because of your presence. May you see vistas that others don't even know exist. May you see God in every petal of every flower and every blade of grass. For each of them are designed by His hand. May you bless your children, and may they become giants in the faith under the mighty hand of God. You won't fail. You were made by God to be here for such a time as this.
Isn't that powerful? Do you know, let's bless our children. Pray for them and bless them. Speak what God says in your heart towards them. Let's bless one another. Amen? It's great to pray for each other. Let's bless each other. Let's declare things from the heart of God over one another. Let's be men and women that have received His blessing, but also men and women that speak His blessing. You are a priest. You're called to minister to Him, to carry His presence, and to proclaim blessings in the name of the Lord. Let me just read a blessing for autumn. Some of us, including me, I have Spanish blood in me, struggle with the autumn. Here's a blessing which I took off someone else. I bless you in the name of the Jesus, and write His name all over your life. As the evening shortens and the temperatures call away, as autumn beckons, I bless you in Jesus' name, that the warmth of the Father's smile might rest upon you, warming you, comforting you, and strengthening you. I bless you in the name of the Jesus, that this coming autumn and winter may be a springtime in your spirit, that the renewing work of the Holy Spirit, the life-giving Spirit of God, may draw you ever nearer to the Father's presence, that you will know true rest, that the wisdom from on high might be granted to you. I bless you in Jesus' name, that He might shout yes over the deepest longings that He's put in your heart, that the plans He has for you might succeed. Yes and amen. You are blessed. Be a blessing. Amen. Well, I want us to just declare that priestly blessing. Actually, I've got it here. I don't need to go on the other one. Oh, I just feel like there's people around you. There's places around you. God wants you to pray, but also to bless in His name. And if I can find it, here we are. Wonderful. Let's stand, shall we? And do this to one another. Amen? Do this with real conviction in your heart. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.